Hi everyone, I hope you're keeping really well and welcome to a new week here at the Tarot Membership under our theme of expansion through healing and boundaries. So definitely the first half of the month has brought with it exactly what was supposed to come in, this kind of very powerful energy for change and transformation. And we will see kind of from later in this week that things start to settle down a little bit. So if you're going through anything at the moment, you may have felt the kind of very strong effects of that, or it may have been quite subtle, which is great if it was. But just know that within all of what's been going on, there has been a lot of clearing happening. The boundaries piece is extremely important, and this is really, really important. And I explained this in the class, the full moon class the other night, just around creating a very strong foundation for yourself. So as I was saying the other night, expansion feels very broad and really growing and fabulous and freeing, and boundaries actually can kind of feel very limiting, you know, especially when we struggle with them, because we find like we just are being limited or we're being made to do something that we feel really uncomfortable doing, even if it's the best thing for us. So that's why they can feel like quite a contradictory energy. However, if you have a really good foundation of boundaries, you'll find that your expansion is even bigger and your growth is even bigger, because you're setting in like a little wall, let's say, that's going to protect you so that when you expand, there's nothing going to bring you down. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about this week, was about what to do when you're expanding and when you're growing, or when you wish to expand and grow. And actually some different things, whether it's life circumstances get in the way, whether it's your fear, whether it's somebody else, you know, or different situation, kind of brings you back again. And you know that you're ready for real forward movement and very strong positive energy. And yet something comes in. Everything that happens in our life shows up for whatever reason. I don't know if I liked, I definitely always believe something shows up to help us evolve in a way, even if it feels very difficult. But I don't also like just explaining away difficulties all the time from a spiritual level, because, you know, we can do that too much, where we kind of actually use that as what I'd call spiritual bypassing. We're passing everything up to higher energy, when sometimes things just are as they are. They're not great. Sometimes there are reasons, but actually trying to find out what they are or to look more deeply at what they are can actually be very stagnating and actually quite upsetting. So what I think is nice to do is have a balance, you know, of saying, okay, well, something's shown up. There's some reason for it showing up. I may not understand what it is at all, but then from a practical perspective, it's like, okay, well, let me look at what I can do to heal that, or to release that, or to clear that. I think by doing that, it gives you more even footing. You're not going to go on this meandering path of like trying to investigate and, you know, look at stuff, because actually when we do that, we nearly bring more things up to the surface that, you know, have to come up for clearing. And it's I suppose that's part of expansion, actually. It's about recognizing in the moment that when something difficult happens, it doesn't mean that everything's going to stop, even though it might feel like that right there and then. So I would kind of liken this to very light energy and kind of darker energy. And when we use those expressions around darker energy, that can feel a little bit frightening. But our darker energy can be our ego, you know, it can be our fears, it can be somebody else, it can be like life circumstances. And the reason why I call them dark is because I feel like, you know, there's all darkness in every aspect of life. I mean, we see that currently with what's going on globally. But there's also huge lightness. And for us to experience the lightness, we actually have to go through darkness. To overcome dark, we have to go through it so that we can rise up and be the light. And without sounding like weird or anything, you know, we're all actually at this moment, you know, and this is why I felt this topic was really important to do. One, because of the energy of July, but why I felt it was really important as well is because, you know, we are being really called to expand into our light energy more than we ever have before. And we see, you know, the way the world is. I mean, it feels like a very, very strange place at this time. So it's like when we're being called into that light space, how do we get there? And how we get there is by expanding ourselves. And when we expand to our biggest and fullest potential, my God, imagine the things that we can do, the people that we can help, the support we can give. But this is where the boundary piece comes in. Because if we're trying to look after everybody else first, or we're trying to, you know, spend so much time telling ourselves all the things that we're not doing right, or that doesn't mean you don't take accountability when you don't do things right, but you know what I mean? Or if we're berating ourselves all the time, or if we're living in situations that we really know that we don't want to be, and if we have the opportunity to leave those situations, because sometimes we don't have the opportunity to do that, but if we do and we're not doing it, then what we're doing is we're keeping ourselves in that kind of lower vibrational state, okay? And if we create proper boundaries, boundaries to ourselves, or, you know, putting boundaries on ourselves in terms of I can't allow that to happen to me, even if it feels uncomfortable. And generally, boundaries do feel uncomfortable. And actually, probably the more uncomfortable they feel, the more you know you're going in the right direction, because they're so hard to do. So that's where we're trying to come into this space of like what kind of boundaries we can set. So that expansion piece is going to be really, really big. But then we have the darker things that show up. So, or the lower things, or the lower energy. And I kind of feel, you know I shared with you all last week that I ended up in hospital, you know, and it really hasn't been a great time at all. And that's fine. But you know what's really interesting? And I wanted to share this because I just thought I had planned this teaching for this week anyway. And I thought, God, how interesting it is that I'm recording this at this time for myself. You know, and sometimes when there's things going on for like me as a person, there can be the similar kind of things going on for others in the group. It doesn't mean your situation is exactly the same, but just you can be feeling a similar energy around things. So when I really reflected back on kind of the week that I'd had, I mean, I just launched the Tara membership and it has had such a wonderful response. I was so grateful around it. And I really felt this was really expansive, like the word expansive, I felt it. It felt like it was so in alignment with me, to be honest, like really, really, really. And I haven't had that feeling since I probably launched It's Time For Me, my other membership. But it just felt so like there was just a big swirl of really positive energy with it. And even going through my IVF, which I won't get into all of that, but my body has actually did actually respond in such an incredible way where it hadn't done before. And I just was like, you know, I'd got away for a night and I was thinking, like, God, you know, this is exactly what I've been trying to teach about. This is the energy of sitting into this space of expansion. But somewhere in my head then, I didn't really think about it then again. Then in my head, I was thinking, oh, God, I don't know if I'd be able to have the energy to sustain this. Not that a physical energy, but I didn't know if I could sustain what I was doing. And what I meant by that is, it has taken a lot for me to get into that space of expansion, and I didn't know if I'd be able to stay there. No reason, no rational, logical reason. I don't even know why I thought that. And all I kept hearing in my head is like, you know, you have to, and you have to. But I do feel on some level, I resisted it, you know, because what happened with my ovary and the follicles turning into cysts, which is where the egg doesn't release, which is the body not allowing that to happen. And also then not being able to work on our first, for our first class of the membership, like all these things that I really, really wanted to do. And then all of a sudden I wasn't able to do. And then ending up in hospital, which to me was just the ultimate like icing on the cake kind of thing. So I just feel that whether it was my own fear, whether it was just a thought, one simple thought of that, I can't sustain this. And then this brought me back down. And I really, and I have to be honest with you, last week was like not in a great way physically and also emotionally. It was very emotional because I actually ended up in that situation because I had expressed to my doctors that I needed to have help to ovulate. And they said I didn't. And then this is how it happened. So a lot of anger was coming up, a lot of frustration was coming up, and that's all normal. But then I was like, I need this to dissolve because this isn't really helping me. And I can deal with the situation, say with my clinic, in a very different way, in a way that's going to actually feel non-stressful to me. And then I need to be able to, you know, get back to what I enjoy doing, which is my work and going out and enjoying myself and all of these things that I haven't been able to do. So there, I feel that's a really strong example of that expansive piece happening my boundaries in place because I've worked very hard on them, and yet moving kind of, I feel like it was like walking over a threshold of something, and I got there and I was like, no, I'm just gonna go backwards. Why? I have no idea. I mean, it just seems beyond to me why we would do that. Now, that may not be the reason, but I feel like it's got a lot to do with it. So what I'd like you to think about is where you're at in your life at this time. And when you think of that word expansion, and when, you know, you listen to the last audio about it, maybe you've done the full moon teaching as well and talked a little bit about it. Like, what does it feel to you? I got you to do a little journaling exercise. You know, you can go back and listen to that if you didn't. Because, you know, some people are afraid nearly of the word expansion because they really feel that they don't have it in them to do it, or they'd never get there. That would never happen for them, whatever it might be. So I just really want you to think about what could be holding you back. And also, the next part of it is to know that things will come in and test you. Like I gave the example of what happened to me this week. Other things will come in and test you around getting you, I suppose, like to feel like you're not worthy of it or whatever it is. And I suppose to know that all of that is normal. It would not be normal for us to live in an expanded space all of the time. So when I gave the example, say, of the tarot membership starting and then of like my IVF stuff, there are moments in time of like, okay, I'm stepping into it. And then like, we're not going to just feel like rainbows and butterflies all day long. We just get on with our normal life. But by staying in the space, we recognize that difficult things are going to come in because that is life. It is inevitable. Some are going to be far more difficult than maybe anything we've dealt with before, or some things will be, you know, just baseline kind of stress. But that's the dark energy, and it's to really to sit in yourself. And you know, that grounding meditation I sent you would be very helpful, to sit or stand in yourself and to come back into your powerful energy and say, no, I can keep rising above this, I can keep moving through this. That no, that the difficulties are always going to be there. You know, I think like years ago, I used to have some mad idea that you would like move into this lovely spiritual zen space and nothing would ever bother you or nothing would ever happen to you again, because you'd be in this lovely place and you'd be doing all the spiritual work. So life would just be easy all of the time. And, you know, that's just not the case, because that is just not life. But what it can do is it can actually help you when you expand to live the life that you want. So you're doing the things that you want to do, you're working in the way that you want to work, you're having relationships the way you want, you're abundant in the way that you want. And that when these darker things do come in, yes, they have an impact on you, but probably not as much as they have before, because you've learned to recognize them when they come in. You've learned to look at them from a different perspective, and you've built up your own tools to be able to deal with those things that come in. So for those of you who are listening, who are members of It's Time For Me, you know that every month we do that together. We look at how to navigate through things that do come up so that it reduces that really, really strong impact on us. That's what you're trying to do now. And that's what I want you to think about. So I hope that helps for this week. I'm really looking forward to connecting with all of you on Thursday week, which is the 28th of July, and it's a new moon. And the energy just feels so much lighter. So I think it's going to be a really gorgeous class. And look, perhaps that's why we weren't meant to join together on Wednesday for the full moon, because sometimes energies can be too powerful and you can come away quite drained. So maybe we weren't just meant to get together collectively for that day. So have a lovely week, and I will talk to you very soon.